Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Jannik Sinner, the best player in the world right now, has come off the hard courts and now he's moving onto the clay. And we're going to find out if he can continue his amazing run of form. And he's got a few tough competitors in his way in Monte Carlo. Let's have a look at his route through to the final, should he get there. And do we think he's going to be able to win the whole thing? Right, so before we get into it, make sure you have hit the like button on this video and subscribe to Game to Love. I cannot wait to bring you this preview of Sinner's route because it's going to be super interesting. This is the big question. Can Jannik Sinner replicate the form on the clay courts? He's going to be up against some very tough competitors in his section. And if he wants to get all the way through to the final and win the competition, he's going to have to play against some very, very good players. Well, there's somebody who's been singing his praises first off, and it is none other than Novak Djokovic. And Djokovic has come out and he has said, Jannik is the best player in the world this year so far. He has had tremendous success. He has improved a lot. Overall, his game, his serve, his movement, and mentally is always there. In the important matches, the difference of Jannik in the past 6 months and before that is he is winning the big matches. He learned from his experiences before and made himself a tougher player, more of a big-time player. Yeah, and no one knows the big time better than Novak Djokovic. And Jannik Sinner has obviously arrived in Monte Carlo. Great to see him on those clay courts warming up. And he had some time for the fans before he was about to get going as well. Signing some autographs for all of these adoring fans who come out to see him. And yeah, he is becoming a real household name right now. The hottest prospect on the tour. But let's have a look who he will be playing against. He has a bye through the first round and the second round match. It will either be Sebastian Korda or Alejandro Davidovic Fokina. And for me, there's a lot of people touting Korda for this one. I'm more on the side of Fokina. Fokina, we got to remember, he got to the final 2 years ago and that shouldn't be sniffed at. I think his last year's performance wasn't the best. He went out, I believe, in the first round. But I think that he just has very, very good style of game for Monte Carlo. I think he could cause some problems here. I think he will beat Korda. And I expect Jannik Sinner's first match to be against Fokina. Let me know if you agree in the comments section. Obviously, Seb Korda comes from very high stock for a clay court player. His dad, Petr Korda, was French Open finalist back in 1992. But Korda last year didn't have a very good clay court swing, suffering a few injuries, trying to come back. I'm hoping it's better for him this year, but I still think Fokina may be too tough for him in this matchup. Should he get through either of them, he could have the likes of Bublik, who I don't expect to get to this stage. I think Bublik's not had any good form at Monte Carlo ever in the past. So I expect that to continue. And Sebastian Baez. Baez, really good clay court player, but never done it well at Monte Carlo. I expect Jan-Lennard Struff to be the one here who potentially comes through in this little section. And I expect him to be Sinner's third round matchup. I mean, Struff's been to the quarterfinals in Monte Carlo before, and no reason he can't do it again, in my opinion. Then if he gets on to the quarterfinal, you could be facing another in-form player in Grigor Dimitrov or Holger Rune. Holger Rune, obviously, last year's finalist, lost to Andrei Rublev in the final. And Holger Rune famously beat Jannik Sinner in the semi-final last year. Beat Daniil Medvedev, beat Jannik Sinner, and then lost to Andrei Rublev in that final. But, yeah, Holger Rune, it only takes one match for him for everything to click. And if it clicks, the tour needs to watch out because he's playing catch-up with Alcaraz and Sinner right now. And he might have a point to prove here in Monte Carlo. If he gets past both of those, I mean, Dimitrov, it's not a shoo-in that Rune gets past Dimitrov. Dimitrov's made the semi-final twice at Monte Carlo. So he's in good form. Don't be surprised if Dimitrov continues his good form as well. Semi-final, we could have Medvedev. Who knows? He's been to a semi-final in Monte Carlo as well before. And Zverev as well. So this side of the draw, obviously Tsitsipas, we know, won it twice back-to-back. This is a very tough side of the draw for Jannik Sinner, in my opinion, based upon... If you get past the likes of a finalist in Fokina, quarter-finalist in Struff, another finalist in Rune, or semi-finalist Dimitrov, and then you come up against potentially, if it's Tsitsipas, it's a two-time winner of Monte Carlo, or Zverev. I mean, Zverev, a nightmare on any surface, I'd say, these days. And then if you get all the way to the final, you could be greeted by last year's winner, Andrei Rublev, or potentially the guy who missed it last year, Carlos Alcaraz, or maybe, I know a lot of Djokovic fans out there probably hoping for this, Djokovic going for his third Monte Carlo Masters title to make it the treble golden Masters. I mean, I'm super excited for this one. Let me know, who do you think Sinner is going to be facing, if should he get to the final? And if you don't think he's going to get to the final, who do you think knocks out Jannik Sinner in Monte Carlo? But that's just a quick preview of Jannik Sinner's draw for Monte Carlo. What do you think? Do you think he's going to do it? Does he continue the form? Or is he going to go out early doors? And is someone like a Carlos Alcaraz going to establish himself as the player to beat on clay this year?
Yes, that was back.
If you haven't already, smash a like, subscribe, and join us for Monte Carlo action. It's coming up soon.
Podcast Network.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.